Hello and welcome to July's Library Chat, the monthly podcast by the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, where we chat about books and podcasts with library staff and guests. I am, now normally Sarah Williford would be here saying this, but she is on vacation this week. So I am Denise Bean, and I am our Youth Services Librarian. And here with me today for our episode are some familiar voices if you listen to our library podcast. Leslie Heinzler, our Special Services Librarian.
Hello.
Tyler Sweat, our Accessible Media Specialist.
Hello.
So to catch up, this summer has brought us a lot of opportunities to provide outreach and online learning opportunities to our patrons and partners. The Library and the Instructional Materials Centers offer two online courses this summer. Each course was 8 weeks, June 13th through August 7th, online special paced course. The Accessible Educational Materials and Braille course for paraeducators, associates, and educators combine our Library's Braille Bits course and our Instructional Materials Center courses on accessible educational materials into one. 25 participants work through the Braille Bits lessons, giving them an introduction to Braille while having access to the library's certified Braille transcribers for questions. And they also completed 8 modules, which provided information on accessible educational materials through videos, articles, and other resources just to sharpen and enhance their AEM knowledge. The Accessibility 101 for Iowa's Workforce System course for workforce staff provided 35 participants with 8 modules which utilized online discussion, self-paced practical assignments, and resources for reference and ongoing learning to give participants knowledge and skills related to accessibility and universal design and learning. The objective was to give participants an introduction to accessibility and universal design that will provide them with practical knowledge and skills that will help them create materials, programs, and services that can be accessed by all job seekers. And interestingly enough, on a side note, you guys, it's kind of cool, though, for those that have done the Braille Bits program in the past, there's been several of them that have decided to go on and become actual Braille transcribers.
That's great.
That's been really cool.
We need those.
They seem to be pretty excited about it. So when we thought it would be fun to extend our learning opportunities to Library Chat, and with a focus on one of our most popular resources, Bard, which is a Braille and audio reading download. So Tyler, do you want to talk to us about Bard?
Absolutely. I can start off with so I'm going to kind of talk about the app a little bit. So like Denise said, Bard stands for Braille Audio Reading Download. And basically, and I know Leslie's going to kind of get into this too, so you can chime in about the collection itself, right? Our collection is based off what Bard has.
Right.
So anything that we have, you could download on your phone instantly through the Bard mobile app. And it's come a long way, even in the last 3 years. I think it has its moments, but I think it's a pretty solid app for what it does. The summary that NLS puts out, the first sentence is, carry a library in your pocket. So as far as audiobooks go, they have like tens of thousands of books.
Right, yeah.
I mean,
probably over 100,000.
Say over 100,000 at this
audio
point.
Audio titles, for sure. Yeah.
And then they also have electronic Braille, which they've done a much better job of adding more electronic Braille as the e-reader pilot has sort of advanced. So I think the biggest thing that with Bard, at least the biggest misnomer, is that people have never heard of it, even though they've been a patron of our library for X amount of years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then when you tell them like what it is, they seem like, oh, that's like something I definitely would use.
Right.
Because to be eligible, if you're already a patron of ours, you literally are eligible for Bard. You just have to set up an account. And it's super easy. You can call us and we can set up an account, or you can go to the Bard website and do it that way. So it's actually pretty amazing that it is out there and exists. Like, pretty much if you are comfortable with the smartphone, you should have the Bard mobile app. It should be, like, one of the the one definite app that you have on your phone.
Yeah,
so.
I use Bard every day when I'm walking and listening to a book. It's, like, the perfect thing to do. So I would be lost without
it. And, you know, and the equipment, as long as you have, like, a smartphone, so iPhone, iPad... and then also for Android, it's a few different tablets, and it's in the Google Play Store. And then for the electronic Braille, you need a Braille device. So either like the e-readers that we give out for, or any other Braille display that you could Bluetooth to that smartphone will then allow you to read Braille books on there. And if it's an NLS e-reader, you don't even, you can cut the smartphone out of the equation.
Nice.
And all you have to do is hook it up to the internet, and then you can download directly from Bard through the device itself, so it cuts out the middleman and the extra steps. So, and they always are updating it and working on it. I would say the biggest gripe I have is the search menu isn't the best, and that's one thing that they're definitely, NLS is addressing long term to kind of fix that and make it work a little smoother. But other than that, I think it's a fantastic app. And one thing, I don't know if Leslie or Denise knew this, but if you go on the website on a computer and add something to your wish list, it'll show up in your mobile app. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's an easier way to download and go that route. So, yeah.
And it's really easy to get signed up. You just basically need your address, what state you're in, right? And then you need an email address that so you can check your email and get your password and all that stuff.
Yes,
so.
For account management purposes, basically. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so it's really easy to get signed up, super easy to use.
And some of you might have an account and you don't even know it. So
that's a mystery.
Because, you know, you try to set up someone's new account and they already have one that they just haven't touched, so it's been deactivated.
Yeah, so call us.
Yeah, so call us and you might have one and we can get it figured out. Or you might have an old email attached to it or something that we can fix and get you back on there. So, because that is another common thing we run into is just people having an account already out in the system that signed up 1,000 years ago and just forgot about it.
Yeah. And they prefer that you not have more than one account.
Yes.
They do. And I'm just curious, if you forgot your password, can you reset that?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, you can do it through the website, but if your account's been deactivated or you are really struggling with it, you can always give us a call and we can also reset it. So.
And I have to say the e-reader, just that whole pilot and that program has really just done such a smashing, I mean, it's just been an explosion of good.
Yeah, and so the fun stat at the last NLS conference was they took a 3-month period year to year on Braille downloads, and the Iowa Library for the Blind had an 800% increase from year over year.
And it's solely
based on the amount of e-readers we got out in the state and people downloading books onto them. So that was just like the most ridiculous stat ever. Like the amount of electronic Braille that was being downloaded from that 3-month period.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I have to laugh because when Tyler would be in the hallway or anything, you know, because there for a while I was side by side with you in an office, you would get just tons of calls around the e-reader.
Yeah, that was in the heart of getting the e-readers out in the world.
It was so shaped. Tyler's name with an e-reader and just were very excited about the whole program.
The calls have slowed down. It's much more manageable. Manageable now where you can handle a few here and there. So it's good. We're doing good in the program. But we still have some to give out. So that's the thing. We can get more, I think, as time goes on and the program sort of goes to more states. So
I like the flexibility of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And even the Bard app as a whole, using it on your phone and all of that is just so convenient and easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need to be able to get it on my watch, and then I'll be happy.
Watch.
Then I don't have to take my phone.
Take your phone on a walk.
Yeah. You fancy just go person.
The app doesn't go to the watch yet, so we'll get there one day maybe.
Wow, we'll I didn't know. So you have that iPhone watch or...
I have an Apple Watch, so.
I thought it was a Timex
an analog
for sure.
Casio calculator watch.
Seiko. No, that's neat. I think Sarah also has one of those fancy watches, too. Mm-hmm. She's always referring to sometimes. But I do know in talking about Bard and just through the youth program and all of that, youth books are also available through Bard as well. We have all types of books that are in all different formats for the young reader all the way up to, you know, all ages as well. But a very special program has launched. I don't know when it came out. Was it about 6 months ago?
Yeah, probably.
Around 6 months ago. And it kind of stemmed from doing some outreach with different local public libraries around story walks. And it's kind of cool because they wanted to incorporate Braille into their story walks that kind of tied in with the outreach piece that we were doing. So we, as always, as our creative brains do work, we came up strategically with a program that is about the Story Walk Project, and that's where they can actually, I don't know, I saw Tim today, Tim Gracie. He is one of our one of our volunteer narrators who created Story Walks, mm-hmm. and in our library we have a couple of books that have been created, and offhand
Snowman at Night.
I was thinking, I'm not crazy, all right.
Yes, and what a treat to do that with that, and just to kind of, you know, what they do is they can either listen to it on a cartridge player, or they can actually upload it through Bard and have that available. And, you know, our patrons go to our public libraries, so public libraries sign up through a WooFoo form. That gives them access. They send in the book request that they want to be made into an accessible book. So we create Braille laminate pages, you know, embossables that they overlay over their pages, and then the availability of the book on Bard. And it's cool because it actually tells you when there's a beeping sound that goes between the pages. And I wish I had a sample I could play for you right now, because it's just really pretty special. And to watch their smiles as they go through the youth library, mm-hmm. when they did it through that program, is just cute to watch them go through our youth library doing a story walk and seeing their smiles. So it's active, and they can do it. They can download it on their phone. They can participate with this story walk program out in public libraries too. And I just received a call yesterday from a library at Drake. And they have a story walk that's been made accessible. Hmm. And not only do they have the Braille on their pages, which are called, that are pages where are pages of the book, mm-hmm. that are basically stands, but they've included the Braille over that. And then they can also download the audio version of the book, too.
That's great.
So we really connect a lot of separate pieces together to make our experience their experience, too, when they go out, our patrons go out. Mm-hmm. So it's neat stuff, and it's going to grow and grow. And
yeah,
we've added a lot of books to our collection, mm-hmm. as you know, Leslie.
Right, we have.
A lot of books. I don't even know how many, but
I don't
quite
either.
A few.
At least probably 30, I would say. When you're on Bard and you see, I think I should have confirmed this, but I think it says something like Story Walk Edition or something, mm-hmm. in the annotation for the Bard books that are up there, so you know that it will have a few beeps and tones telling you to move to the next page, but that's the Story Walk Edition. So.
Yeah, no, they're pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's read by our narrator, our volunteer narrator,
yeah.
and it's done really, really well, and mm-hmm. it's so professional.
Yeah, it sounds great.
It's been a great addition to our library and our resources for others to use, too. So, Leslie, do you have anything else you'd like to share around Bard or anything?
Well, just, you know, basically that, like what Tyler said before, what we have, Bard has. What Bard has, we have. Mm-hmm. So if you see something on Bard and you prefer to get it on a cartridge, just give us a call and we can do that for you. It's mm-hmm. really easy. I am also going to talk about the most popular books downloaded on Bard in the last, I think I just checked, so I don't know how current this is, but I'm guessing like in the last few days. So I have the top 10 books. Some of them are pretty new, some popular authors. So the first one is 22 Seconds by James Patterson, very popular author. It's a book 22 of his Women's Murder Club mystery series. Next one is Dreamtown by David Balducci, also a very popular author. And then we have another James Patterson book, Death of the Black Widow. He's a very prolific author, obviously. And then we have another popular author, Jana Ivanovich. Her newest Gabriella Rose novel is called The Recovery Agent, and that's in the top 10. The Match by Harlan Coben, also a popular mystery. These seem to be mostly mystery books, so people must like the mysteries. Some of these do have strong language and violence, so keep that in mind. The next one is Sparring Partners by John Grisham, and this is a collection of stories, actually. I think there's three stories in this book. Some of them deal with, actually all of them, deal with Jake Brigance, who was in, Time to Kill, I think, those books. I don't know if you guys read those. Those are popular. The next one is Beautiful by Danielle Steele, kind of a thriller slash romance. And then Quicksilver by Dean Koontz, who I love Dean Koontz. So
I do too.
I'm going to have to check that one out. Mm-hmm. And then The Investigator by John Sanford, another mystery. And then Clive Cussler's Dark Vector, a novel from the Numa Files. Clive Cussler is a popular author who's no longer with us, but has series have continued with various authors. So those are just the top 10 right now on Bard. So you can always, you can go to Bard and there is a section where you can click that says most recently added to Bard. Mm-hmm. And you can click that and there's a big long list. And then there's also the most popular books and you get fiction and nonfiction. So you can go there and see what other people are reading and base your decisions on that. So
I like that. Sometimes you don't know what there is that mm-hmm. would be nice to, like a new book to listen to. But right. That is a nice feature.
Yeah.
So not a podcast this month. it's kind of funny, before we sat down today for the podcast, for this podcast, Library Chat, Sarah's not here today because I mean she's on vacation. Yeah. We thought, well, this is funny because I was going to go on vacation too next week. And I thought, well, so Leslie was fun. See, I think you're so funny, Leslie. I do too. You also, Tyler. But you said to Tyler, I hope it's okay I say this because it's cute, but you go, this will probably be just 5 minutes.
So if you weren't here, it'd be a 5 minute podcast. So.
And I said, no, it'll be just 10 minutes now. I think we stretched past that time.
I think we did. We're doing good today. Yeah.
I'm seeing Sarah talk, so she's very outgoing.
No, she's
Sarah.
Just the great organizer.
Yeah,
she's all.
She's got us all the questions.
Yes, exactly.
She's good. She makes us think. So we've missed you, Sarah. And
the pack leader.
The pack leader of the bunch. We've been missed. You've been missed. So not a podcast this month, but we'll have to do triple time next month. But we did want to mention that NLS music blog. Mm-hmm. And there are some other resources from NLS.
Yeah, they have a great website if you have time to check it out, loc.gov/NLS, and you can find a link to their music blog on there, but there's just lots of resources on that website that can help you with questions or finding other resources, so I would check it out.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us today for our July 2022 Library Chat episode. If you miss any of our earlier episodes, the podcast is available on our library blog, iowalibrary.blog. You can also find episodes from the other library podcasts, Library News and Braille Bits, on the library blog as well. So thanks for listening, and we will chat with you next month.
See you later.
See ya.